Hey guys, welcome to K-Drama Station. This is me, Neha.
And I'm Mehak.
And today we're going to tell you whether you should watch or ditch Hospital Playlist 1 and 2. Hospital Playlist is about the stories of people going through their days that are seemingly ordinary but actually special. At the hospital end, the five doctors are lifelong friends and they have known each other for 20 years. They started their undergrad in 1999 in the same medical school and now are all colleagues in the same hospital. They also have a band together. Now moving on to a little bit about the characters so that you can understand them a little better. There is Jomi Do, who stars as Songwa, and her personality is basically a perfectionist and she's the only woman in the group. Then there is Kim Dae-myung, who plays Song Hyung, who is a socially inept person and he is always around his mom. He's a mama's boy, basically. And
while Jung Suk portrays Ik Juna, is a genius who excels at work despite parting heart. So he's like this funny guy. Then there is Jung Kyung Ho, who takes a role of Junhwa, a skilled surgeon who has a cold heart.
Yoo Yeon-suk, also my favorite character from the show, who plays Jung-won, is the crybaby of the group and he's really, really cute and very caring. All the five characters have unique personalities and this makes their group dynamics highly entertaining to watch. Even though we may assume or we may think that it's just a basic show, it's actually quite entertaining to watch how they go about their lives and what it must be to like work in the hospital. Now, usually I don't like watching medical related shows because I'm extremely sensitive to all the cases that they show in these shows. And even the surgeries in the show seemed to scare me, but my friend highly recommended it. So I took a leap of faith and gave it a chance. And also Mehak really, really wanted to watch it. So we watched it together. And not going to lie, I did not expect myself to actually like the show as much as I did. All the surgeries did creep me out a little bit, but it was nothing too graphic, so it was all good. The story was simple, but also it had so much happening in the background. I think they struck the right balance. What about you, Mehak?
So I have enjoyed a lot of medical dramas before, unlike Neha. So I watched Grey's Anatomy and I was very obsessed because I think medical dramas have this sense of friendship and, you know, describing the lives of doctors, like they work so hard and their lives are nothing. They don't have time for themselves also. So I feel like that is what got me like involved in doctors' life. And then I wanted to, since I started watching K-dramas a lot, so I wanted to watch something Korean medical. And also my friend recommended, so me and Neha watched it together. So Hospital Playlist is about five friends who have been there for each other since medical school days and they are still best friends after 20 years. You can't help yourself from being jealous of such sort of friendship. There's also a lot of development in each character. We can see how much they have changed throughout both of the seasons. And it's just incredible to watch the entire journey from starting till the end. The one that changed the most was our bear. Oh my God, we can see how much of an introvert he was at the starting. And at the end, he used to, you know, run away from people. He never used to enter an elevator which is full of people.
He was very socially inept.
Yeah, he just wanted to keep everything to himself. So we can see at the end, he's, you know, getting inside an elevator full of people. So I think that is what is like amazing. And so the entire series is about friendship, family, work ethics, humor, music, food, romance,
food.
Which gives us totally a slice of life. You feel good, you feel heartwarming, and this is one of the series you can never forget. So now, Neha, tell me about some of your favorite scenes.
So let's go season wise, since it has two seasons. I don't want to spoil anything, but my favorite episode from season one was the last episode because there was closure for some characters and cliffhangers for the others. So many ongoing cases just left me wanting a lot more. There are so many comic scenes throughout the season, and I think that's what got me going. The show really, really shines when the group is hanging out, joking around, and making friendly gestures at each other. One thing in the show that was a little out of the ordinary was that some characters just put themselves out a lot, even though they got rejected, which honestly is really, really hard to do. So that was slightly far-fetched, but nonetheless, I appreciate the fact that the characters were created that strong-minded. It's commendable how all the five buddies are always there for each other. I really admire the writer and, above all, the actor and actresses who brought the character to life. This drama has just the right amount of comedy and also relating to real-life occurrences, that is the pain, the love and family and everything. I was really, really happy about it. And how did you feel about
talk about like my favorite scenes throughout both the seasons? So the developing relationships, like the one with Kim Joo-won and his junior, it was just so beautiful to see how it went for them never talking to each other, and Kim Joo-won never talking to his junior, and at the end they started talking about their family personal matters, and Kim Joo-won even cried like when he was going through some hardship. So that was commendable. Like the personality development, the friendships that they were making inside the hospital was amazing. Also, there was this one scene when his junior was teaching him how to use social media to post pictures, and that was just like very funny because he just didn't know anything about social media at all.
And I really liked that scene because the moment he figured out how social media works, he used it to help the hospital. Like there was also a thought for the hospital over
there, so they can like get money, like fundraising for people who can't afford to get surgeries done. So yeah, that was like a great
and I really like the whole inclusion of daddy long legs. Like I really love that concept.
Also, the best scenes of the show include when they were having meals together, as well as their band practices. Like, I love, like, they are so foodie, and they'll eat, like, almost everything. They also do bonus mukbangs, which is, like, amazing.
I love the piggies whenever there's food. Yeah. They're, like, out with their chopsticks to eat everything.
And then Ikjuna, like, you know, to make them control, he's, like, after 10 seconds, you're gonna have. So everybody takes the food first, and then he counts till 10, and then the piggies start eating. So also, we can't forget our star, Yuju, the four-year-old boy who is so adorable. He's
so
Ikjuna's son.
So cute.
His role always will be memorable. He's just so sweet, and he's like the papa's boy, which makes him so adorable. He's also quite mature for his age. So Songhwa's singing, wow, she's actually very bad at it. And how the members react to it is just like very, very funny. Because like Ikjuna, like, you know, sometimes he's like really watching her like with his eyes open. Ki, how can somebody sing this bad? Like, how? It's just very hilarious. I absolutely love the friendship between the characters. I love Rosa and Mr. Chairman's friendship so much. I usually don't really care about side characters' friendship, but it's just very different for these two. I just simply love it when they come to the screen and everything is so genuine. Like, the friendship is so pure. And also the friendship between the residents is very beautiful. So there's always so much going on in each episode. It's just when you just can't take your mind off, or you know, you can't focus on anything else. All the funny scenes where they fight for food, play music, go for camping is just so nicely portrayed. So yeah, these are some of my nice heartwarming scenes. So you tell me.
Okay, so moving on to season two. This season for sure did not lose the momentum and got really interesting midway the season, and the diversity in each story came out well. However, I feel like the end needed a little more, like they could have slightly made it a little bit more justified, but also maybe they did not do this because a season 3 may pop up. But the only issue right now is that the characters have other things lined up for them. So let's see if there is a season 3. But I hope if there is one, it doesn't lose momentum.
I hope, please, like there will be a season 3. Because I feel like some stories are still a little incomplete.
Yeah,
like,
it's not completely justified. Moving on to season 2, this season for sure did not lose the momentum and got really interesting midway. The diversity in each story came out well. However, the end needed to be a little more justified. Maybe they didn't do this because they're thinking of coming up with a season 3, but the only issue is that some of the characters have new things lined up for them. I hope there is a season 3.
Please, God.
But also, I hope that it doesn't lose the momentum because I have a very good memory of this show and I don't want it to be tampered with. In the space of half an hour, I think I probably sobbed and laughed my head off. I understand why some people were a little critical of season 2 because it had slight inconsistencies, and that was because their attempt to maintain the balance between the doctor's lives and the stories of his patients was a little off as compared to season 1. And also, I really missed the fact that they had twists in season 1. But again, this show is about lives, not drama, and it was really good. The OSTs were cute and the music part in each episode just made it very wholesome. This season did have some funny scenes, like as mentioned by Mehak, Songwa singing. It was literally so pathetic, her voice, that we had to skip through it. And also the part when the piggies eat, I can't get over it. Throughout both the seasons, Anjo Wong was my favorite character. I liked each character, but there's something about him that I just couldn't get enough of. And Ik Juna was so funny.
Ik Juna is my favorite character.
Yeah, Ik Juna is Mehak's favorite character, and both of us love Uju like the same amount.
Yeah.
And I really love how smart and understanding he was, and the fact that they came up with like Mone for him, like Uju and Mone, was so cute because it was like his chosarang and it was really, really cute.
How we felt after watching it, like I really loved it. Like it was really heartwarming and it was beautiful to see the doctor's life and also the friendship that they portrayed.
I really liked the show as well. I would definitely recommend it for anybody that just wants something nice and lighthearted but also touching at the same time. Let's see what's next to come. Fingers crossed.
We would
crossed.
Give it a
9 to 9.5
yes,
on 10.
Yes, 9.5 out of a 10.
And similar shows that you can watch that will leave you feeling warm and nice in your heart after watching them are Touch Your Heart, One Spring Night, Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha, Monthly Magazine Home.
Also, there are a lot of like doctor kind of shows available.
Yeah,
like Doctor Romantic, yeah. There's Doctors.
Doctor's Danger.
So if you're into medical dramas, you can also watch that.
Yeah. But these shows that we recommended are to like, you know, leave you with that feeling of happiness. Anyway, let's move on to what's next for the main leads. So I'm going to start off with Yoo Yeon Suk, who plays Anjo Wong. He's coming in a show called Surinam, which will have 6 episodes and it's like a thriller crime drama. In 2021, he was also in a movie called New Year Blues and it was a rom-com. And this year, he's also coming in a new movie called Puppy, which is a rom-com again. Now, moving on, John Mi Do, who plays Che Song Hwa, is coming in a 12-episode drama called 39. And it's about friendship and romance. And Mehak.
So, Cho Jong-suk, who plays Lee Jun, is coming in a movie called A Land of Happiness, which is law-related. So, the details are to be decided. And then he's also coming in some TV shows. So Mountain Village Life Playlist, he is a regular member in that. And he's
in
also...
In fact, all of the members are regular members in that.
Saturday Night Life Korea Season 10 as a guest. Then Hospital Playlist Mission 99 Impossible.
Again, all the members.
All the members are there. And The Game Caterers, he's there in episode 1 and 2 as a guest. Then Hospital Playlist Goes Camping.
Again.
Moving on to Kim Dae Myung, who plays Suk Hyung, has also done a lot of dramas called Dirty Money in 2020, which he played a main role in. Then Stone Skipping and The Golden Holiday as well in 2020. Then Hong Kyung-ho, who plays John Wan, came in Crash Landing on You as Series X boyfriend. And he was there in episode 1, 5 and 7. And he's also come in movies. He's also going to come in movies called Apujong Report, which he will play a main role in. The details are to be announced. Then he also came in this movie in 2020 called Sorrow and Joy.
That's about it for the main leads. If you want us to review any other K-dramas or want our feedback on anything, do hit us up on our social.
At K-Drama Station on Instagram, we are more than happy to review and are open to feedbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.